Hey, it's Jennifer Jones. Friends call me JJ. This platform is designed for a new leader that wants to become a great leader in the modern workplace. Over the last 15 years, I've learned valuable lessons that I want to share with you to get you there ASAP. When the leader gets better, we all get better. It's Monday again. Welcome to the Virtual Leadership Coffee Chat. If you don't already have it, go grab that cup of coffee, maybe that cup of tea. If it's a little late at night and you want a glass of wine, it's all right with me. You can always push pause. Let's go. Welcome back. So on our journey to become a more effective leader, we're now focusing on getting organized. Last week, we talked about how to do that by better managing your calendar. Today, I'm going to focus on the 5 rules to have more effective meetings. My Lord, sometimes we can spend a lot of time in meetings. And have you ever sat in a meeting and said, why am I here? Like, what is the purpose? Have you ever sat on a virtual call and went off camera and maybe went and folded a load of laundry or maybe went and made a sandwich because, quite honestly, you probably didn't even need to be there? The reality is that we probably spend more than 50% of our time in meetings that we might not even need to be in. I actually believe if you take a focused effort on really deploying what I consider our 5 cadences of a more effective meeting, you'll find yourself being in meetings that are more purposeful, meetings that make a greater impact, and quite frankly, are a better use of your time. So let's get started. First and foremost, if you show up to a meeting and you, as the meeting organizer or as the meeting participant, have no idea what the declared purpose of the meeting is, why are you going? Oftentimes, we'll show up to meetings and it'll be something like meeting to discuss 2023's budget. But do you really understand, like, what are you expected to do in that meeting? Are you talking about the budget that you've already drafted? Are you talking about improvements to that budget? Do you need to approve that budget before you leave? Like, what is the actual purpose of that meeting? One of the things I challenge folks to say is, like, one, if you as a meeting organizer cannot succinctly articulate the purpose of that meeting, meaning when you leave, how do you know that it was a successful meeting? Don't have the meeting. The other thing, and this is bold, if you get invited to a meeting and there's no purpose in the meeting invite or you can't articulate the purpose, decline it. Because again, your time is precious. We only get 24 hours a day and you spend 8 of it at work. You should be spending your time on things that are going to deliver value to the organization, deliver value to your team, and quite frankly, be an efficient use of your time. And so if there is no declared purpose to the meeting, there is no purpose in meeting. Second is preparation. One of the things that really eat up a lot of time in meetings is a lack of preparation, right? You guys remember I talked about that I'm a Ruby, and most times I want to show up to a meeting and just kind of be given bullet points. But what I've learned, even in my desire for like succinct information, is that if I can have enough advanced knowledge of the meeting, enough of advanced read before I show up, I actually can be more effective in the meeting. So here's a couple of things. One, if you're developing a PowerPoint or some type of presentation for the meeting, why do you wait until the meeting to actually present it? If you're going to do that work, right, send it in advance. Here's another thing. Please don't send it the night before because you're not giving your audience ample time to work through the material. The reality is that I like to come to a meeting assuming that everyone has read the preparation materials and we can dive right into a discussion that gets us to a point of decisions or be able to make a better decision or choice around a solution. All of those things happen more effectively if you prepare. Here's another interesting tidbit. If you are having a meeting, right, and you're preparing a presentation and you're not done until like an hour before the meeting, perhaps you should not have that meeting that soon. Again, there is more power in preparation, not only for you, but also for your audience and your participants. If you give them ample time to read through, decipher what it is that this meeting is going to discuss and be able in a position to make a better decision. So again, preparation is key. Give yourself time. Remember last week when I talked about that reflection time and part of the things that you want to focus on that time is preparation. This really continues to prepare you for success in these meetings. Here's a third area of a meeting that's important is the attendees. Oh my Lord, I don't know how many times I get invited to meetings and there are like 20 people on the call. Like that is like not an efficient use of time. Here's the thing. If you're coming into a meeting and the purpose is to inform, right? One of the things that I begin to experiment with is like, maybe I can do a video that I can send out to the group to inform them and not hold them hostage or their calendar hostage for an hour long meeting with 30 people on the call. And we get to the end of the call, no one asks questions, there's no conversation. We could have done that in a video. There are other ways to provide information besides holding a meeting with a whole lot of people on a call and no one talks. So if you show up in a meeting and there's no engagement, there might have been a better way. Here's the other thing that I think is an opportunity. Sometimes the meeting lists get so intense and there's so many people because we want to make sure the person that's on the team is on the call, their boss is on the call, perhaps their boss's boss is on the call. That is a waste, okay? So again, really look at your attendee list. There's a couple of things that I think about with the attendees. Who are the folks that need to be in the room where it's happening, that a decision can be made and we can walk away and not have to have another meeting about the decision that we made? Those are the folks that need to be in the room. Anyone else that you would put in a CC line of an email, they don't need to be in the meeting. They should have a cadence with whomever is in that meeting to get informed. But again, the meeting should be focused on those that are accountable for a decision, are empowered to make a decision, so we can make that meeting the most productive as it can be. Again, and I always challenge you, if there is a meeting for informing, there are other ways to deliver that information. The next area is responsibilities. When you have a meeting, what do you want folks to do? It ties back to the purpose. If the meeting is to make a decision, then it needs to be clear for those that are participating that that is their responsibility coming out of the meeting. If the meeting is to bring a new idea, that needs to be clear in the purpose, and that needs to be the clear responsibility of those folks. Again, if you focus on responsibility and purpose, it will influence your attendee list. And it also make, again, that meeting far more efficient. Last, but certainly not least, is check the cadence. This is especially important for standing meetings. How many times do you find yourself in a meeting that you've been in for 6 months, and at month five, you no longer know why you guys are meeting? The reason why that happens is, one, you guys probably haven't declared a purpose for that meeting and the responsibility of that meeting. But the other reason why that happens is because there's not a process in place to, on a routine basis, check. Hey, does the purpose still align for why we're meeting? Have we met the responsibility of the meeting? If we have, take it off the calendar. The thing that I challenge my folks to do at least once a quarter is go through all the meetings that you're on. And there's a couple things you can do. One, if you're on a meeting and you have no idea what the purpose of, decline it. Get it off your calendar. If you're in a meeting that's a consistent meeting and you find yourself walking away from the meeting 9 times out of 10 without a to-do, get out the meeting. Decline it. If you're in a meeting and you guys made a decision 5 years ago and you spend like 60% of the time socializing, listen, I'm a huge fan of those that want to socialize, but find another way. Cancel the meeting. The greatest thing you can do is edit your calendar on a consistent basis. In the book on essentialism, I won't quote this directly, but there's a statement that says, if you don't say no, you're saying yes. Everything you don't say no to, you're saying yes to. And so again, look at your calendar in that same regard. Check the cadence, challenge the purpose, challenge if the meeting still makes sense, but you don't no longer contribute, challenge the purpose of your attendance. That will help you get organized, and that will help you to ensure that you're having the most effective use of your time. Next week, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into the system that I use to manage all of this work, my calendar, my people, and I'll share a little bit of a tool that I'm using specifically called OneNote that helps to do that. Until next week.